It's the first race night at the DeSoto Speedway in Bradenton since summer break. Fans cheer in the stands as cars shoot around the short track at speeds that can exceed 100 miles an hour. The driver's goal is simple: make the best time and earn the most money. But these racers are competing in a sport that's becoming more expensive for them, as racetrack owners are also figuring out ways to sustain their businesses. 58-year-old Clyde Cole has been racing for about 28 years. He retired 7 years ago, but returned to the sport this year. It took Cole 2 years to build the car he's racing today. Its biggest cost is the engine, which accounts for $15,000 of what can be up to a $38,000 price tag. He says times have changed.
It used to be you could go to a salvage yard, junkyard, whatever you want to call it, and get parts. They don't have the parts at them places anymore because they crush cars and scrap them.
Cole's biggest ongoing expense is tires. He says a night of racing can cost him $750. To get into the race, it's $10 for a pit slab, a space to keep your car while waiting to race, and $30 to get into the back gate. Racers who make it to the feature events will earn some money. The amount of money depends on the race and track. Cole calls DeSoto his home track. In March, Mike Chase purchased the 65 acres the track sits on for $1.3 million. He named it the Full Throttle Speedway. He asked business partner Kevin Williams to help operate the track. In October, Williams left the Speedway, and Chase became a silent partner. New management took over and renamed it the DeSoto Speedway. Chase says the previous owner ran the track on a limited schedule, and only about 200 fans showed up on race nights. He says about 1,700 fans showed up at the grand reopening in May. The owners plan to use the track for events and festivals, but Chase also hopes to partner with other racetracks and alternate race nights.
That way the track and owners and all can have weekends off where they're not here and save money on payroll and everything, and you get more fans and cars because they're not having to choose between what track do we go to tonight.
Former co-owner Kevin Williams also ran the Punta Gorda Speedway. Chase was an investor there. In the spring, Williams left that track after the leaseholder, the Charlotte County Airport Authority, raised the rent. Then the Punta Gorda Speedway sat barren. Yard workers prepare the track for Jamie Hazy, who signed on in early September to run the track. He plans to rename it the Three Palms Speedway. Hazy is also thinking beyond races to generate money for the track. On off days, he wants to have car shows, and possibly a flow rider competition there. That's a type of stationary surfboard. Hazy also wants to use social media as a draw. One of his sons plans to quickly post video recaps on Facebook.
We're going to have GoPro cameras around the track, and when something happens, it's a wireless feed right into his computer. He'll have it up on Facebook within a couple minutes.
But there is a price tag attached to these goals. Repairs include a new fence and bleachers, and Hazy's self-financed rent is $6,400 per month. There's also a $2 million liability insurance policy. Accidents do happen.
I did have a shattered C1, broken neck, two punctured lungs, cracked sternum.
On the opening night of the DeSoto Speedway in May, a part in Jeff Steiner's car broke, sending him head first into a wall at about 115 miles an hour.
I just watched the concrete go by about, I don't know, 6-8 inches from my head, and just was waiting for the car to stop sliding, and it finally did.
Doctors were not sure if he would be paralyzed until the next day. The crash would take Steiner out of racing and into a temporary large neck brace kept in place by holes screwed into his head. His hospital bill came to about $200,000. Despite the high cost, Steiner hopes to race again.
January, I am going to take this car up, and we are going to go out for a practice night, and I'm going to see if I can still do it. If I can still do it, if my wife can handle watching it again, we will be back at a racetrack.
Jamie Hazy hopes to have the Three Palms Speedway open in Punta Gorda by the end of the year. The new management at the DeSoto Speedway will keep the racing dates for the 2013 season. For WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges.